Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have some special guests joining us.
Yeah, thank you. You can tell Chris, good job with that intro music there. Appropriate. I was too busy texting to prompt. So this is great. We're going to be talking about the River District, I think one of the most exciting projects in the country, with two of the partners, Michael Meredith and Todd James. And they're going to be talking about the new Phase 1 apartments that are going in, which are affordable housing, which is great for the city. So it's great to have them on talk about the most exciting new neighborhood in America.
So let us just start with, this is 39 acres of previously vacant land. I didn't realize it was that large of a plot of property. So Michael and Todd, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
No, yeah, thanks.
So Michael, if you would give us a little flavor of what is actually going on at the present time relative to this project.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we won this RFP a while back, and our team has, since that day and before, they've been hard at work. And, you know, we've looked at building a new neighborhood, right? We're expecting to, you know, here generate, you know, close to $43 million in new net tax revenue. And this is a $1 billion project, right? And we're just at the precipice of that. And so, you know, if you drive by the site, you'll see a ton of infrastructure work going on, new streets, new state-of-the-art stormwater management, as well as, you know, some vertical, you know, pilings that are going on at the brand new shell building. And that's just the beginning. We've got housing coming, entertainment coming, cultural experiences. And so, you know, we're super excited about this new neighborhood.
So how far along, I mean, obviously to support this, because this is talked about as being a mixed use project, so it's going to be very diverse. You have a lot of different types of structures that will be constructed out there. How far along are y'all relative to this infrastructure development?
Yeah, so hey, Noah's Todd. We're starting to advance the ball pretty far along. We're pretty much at now the 40% completion part with this infrastructure, as Michael alluded to with the stormwater management system. That was one of those key elements we really needed to get installed for the site first. And this is one of those unique setups where we're actually storing 100% of the stormwater runoff for the entire development between Chapultepec to the river. So, unfortunately, we did have some setbacks with the river being up for some time. We lost roughly about 75 days of work, but we're back on track to keep that going so we can at least have this first phase of infrastructure complete in June of next year.
Todd, if you would, explain to my listening audience, because a lot of people have no idea how ticklish of a situation it is when you're constructing close to the river, because there's a bunch of rules.
Oh, yeah. So one of the key regulatory entities we have to continue to work with, is with the levee district and the Corps of Engineers. And whenever that flood gauge gets above 12 feet at the Carrollton gauge location, in order for them to protect any type of underground water coming back up and having a hydrostatic issue where water pressure may push against us, digging holes in the ground, we have to pause and make sure that we're putting all of the correct testing protocols in place so that we could keep the work going, but also not creating a further impact in, let's say, flooding the city, for lack of a better term.
So when y'all hear about that water coming down the river, it's like, this is not a good thing, guys, right? I mean, it's like,
you know,
construction is challenging enough. And then when you have these additional challenges on top of it, it makes it a little hairy for sure.
Definitely. But it's one thing, really appreciative of everyone that we have in place, Bow Brothers handling the lion's share of our infrastructure work, my team on the Broadmoor side handling the shell vertical construction piece. It sets up a pretty good synergy for us to keep a lot of these things in order.
So, Todd, one of the things that, people are always talking about with the new improvements there on Chapultepec Street that are coming about and Convention Center Boulevard is traffic. And I know that you guys have been all over this. Where are y'all relative to those plans?
So with the traffic improvement plan, remember, like I mentioned, we just finished. We're in this first part of phasing for infrastructure. Now, part two really gets into the traffic management process. So we've been working over the past 3 years with our consultants with a heavy focus on how we manage the existing traffic that's coming out of the port or anyone who's leaving uptown going home, leaving uptown going to work in the morning or on their ride back in home from the evening at work. So one thing we're looking at right now is how to help mitigate the one biggest point of impact is that left turn. If you ever want to chop a tool list in the evening mm-hmm. and you hear the J brakes on the trucks rolling, one of the biggest issues has always been how do we get traffic back onto the interstate and not cause any further stacking into the site. So we have a couple things that's in play with some potential road movement, road location changes, and how that movement will be able to flow better around the site and even through the development.
Will that require changing the direction of traffic flow on some of the flat streets or?
So actually, that's what's been a benefit. We did study one concept of changing traffic flow on one of the surface streets, but that's still something we have to work through with DOTD and Public Works to confirm if that's going to be the best option going forward. So we're looking forward over the next 9 to 12 months, resolving that bigger picture plan and getting something rolling and approved with the state.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think the when we talk about vertical construction, the first building that we anticipate to see coming up out of the ground is the Shell building, right?
Correct. Yeah, and that building is actually under construction right now. If you actually take an opportunity to go ride down Convention Center Boulevard, and when you get to Henderson, you'll see some of our construction signs up, and the first signs of vertical columns are now there. So you'll see quite a bit of traction on that piece with a projected target date of that project getting closer to completion in mid to late 27.
And then obviously there'll be other aspects that'll be under construction at the same time. I think there's a residential portion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm going to hand that all over to Michael.
Yeah,
for
can happen.
Team.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, happen there. You know, we're anticipating a start in Q2 of a 220 unit, mixed income development, and we're proud and want it. We're bringing diverse housing to the site where the folks that work at the convention center can stay. Our policemen, our firefighters, our teachers can stay, and also market rate units as well, and that. Is looking, to be delivered and ready to lease in 2027. And super proud of the team we put together there with Traplin Pierce, our architect, and Gensler and Studio Kuro, and delivering a high design, very high quality building, there in the River District.
What is it going to be called? I saw it the other day.
It's going to be called the Ravana.
The Ravana. Okay. All right. Yeah. I knew it was something close to that. There's been a lot of back and forth on Topgolf. It was announced that the deal was not going to go through. And then there's been some recent reporting that they may be trying to regroup and try to get Topgolf again. Where do we stand there?
Yeah, so that's actually there just seems to be a little bit more misinformation around what's really the status of that deal. And on the Topgolf side, yes, while
not misinformation, right? There's some of that.
No, that's a whole nother story. right. So, and hey, I mean, I got to lead it off that way just in terms of let's get some clarity, and that's why we want to spend some time with you, man.
Exactly.
Here's the key part. That project right now, we did agree to part ways on the existing lease agreement that was in place. Okay. So River District, we're advancing the ball, looking at it, all options that we have for that site. Topgolf is one of those entities that is still been remaining pretty dedicated to the New Orleans area. So if they need to put every backstop and mechanism in place as a business to preserve rights to still be in our market, I mean, we still got to support them in that initiative, because there's someone that, as I've seen it, they've been invested quite heavily in the community. So want to still give them their opportunity downstream if they want to look at it. But from our perspective on River District, we have a responsibility to our partners at the convention center and everybody in New Orleans to get something in commerce at that site. So that's where we're focused, with some new opportunities, especially with outdoor amusement.
Yeah, there's a lot of complementary type of facilities that you could have on that piece of property to this entire River District, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're hearing a whole host of options coming to the site. One of the best things that we have coming forward right now is the Heritage Museum that's being considered at the corner of Convention Center in Henderson, where those guys have gotten some supplemental funding from the state in this last legislative cycle. So really looking at how that will help out the development and create a new anchor component for the site. We're continuing conversations around a shared use stadium with the potential of a minor league soccer coming back to our area. There's so many different uses that we could really look at and tie this into the mix. We do have a boutique hotel that's looking to locate right next door to the Shell office building, as well as some other corporate tenants that are really starting to get and follow the buzz around what we have going on at our site.
It's actually really a great location. My daughter lives just a few blocks from there in the Warehouse District, and we're down there a lot, you know, dining with her. And there's just so many things to do in that adjacent neighborhood right there. I think it's going to be completely complementary to one another, that will create a synergy and a lot more excitement in that area.
Oh yeah, and I gotta highlight something. Both Mike and I, when we came to New Orleans after a school of work, sought a professional career, I actually lived in River Gardens right after mm-hmm. Katrina. So I've always had an affection of how that neighborhood was able to bring so many young people in and provide a space that we could basically enjoy and be a part of that neighborhood. Look, I might be back in Gentilly where I grew up at, but I still spend a lot of my time back in that neighborhood. So why not figure out some other uses that help to expand on what that area has always been able to provide for folks to enjoy?
I have a lot of friends whose kids live there. They love it. They love the access, yeah. You know, to the quarter, to the Warehouse District, biking here, going there. They truly enjoy it. So I'm really excited about this. Michael and I were talking about one of the words in the English language being overused is transformational. But this, like the Dome was, I think, is one for this city in a big, big way. Michael Meredith, Todd James, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it. Best of luck in all the endeavors out there at the River District neighborhood. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You guys. We'll be right back with Michael Hecht's final thoughts. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.